Welcome to Startup to Success. Today we're joined by two incredible leaders. Sergeant First Class Roberto Arnold is a decorated U.S. Army veteran with over 16 years of service, including deployments with the elite 75th Ranger Battalion in multiple major operations. He's also the founder of Multicultural Business Alliance, supporting minority women and veteran-owned businesses. We're also joined by Diana Ordaz Charrington, president of the Multicultural Business Alliance, who leads the organization's mission to foster business development and expand opportunities to diverse entrepreneurs. Together, they're creating real impact, and we're so excited to dive into their journey. Diana and Roberto, I am so honored to have you both on the show. Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
So I want to dive in really quickly and talk about the why behind MBA, how you guys built it. So I'll start with you, Roberto, and then we'll start chatting with Diana as well.
Perfect. The Multicultural Business Alliance came out of necessity. Back in 2020, we saw that there was a huge disconnect in between government, cities, and small business. As a logistical company, that's the company I established back in 2018. And when I started doing business with the federal government, I realized that I also wanted to have other minority-owned, veteran-owned, LGBTQ-owned businesses to come in and join me. But the ongoing problem was that they did not have their documentation in order. They didn't have anything ready for them to really go into contracting. And in early 2019, we pivoted from going into a logistical into more of a consulting, very specific to the infrastructure development of a business, the needs and the wants, and understanding how to better place them. And by the summer of 2019, we decided to launch the Multicultural Business Alliance. We developed the programs, we developed the infrastructure for it to be able to not only sustain small businesses, but help them grow. Because having the first insight of what contracting does and how it can really impact our community was really in the forefront. And little by little, we've been developing other pillars. For instance, we have four pillars that we focus on. Our minority, our veterans, our women, and our LGBT community. And each single one of them pillars, they all are individual programs that require a lot of dedication into it. And this is where Diana takes care of the woman, I take care of the veterans. And then the rest of the board helps us with our minority and our diverse culture.
I love the fact that you mentioned minority and diverse culture. One of the reasons why I wanted you to come on my show is because our show is part of, it's actually aired on the number one station in, I would say in the States, right? The Iranian show that caters to the Persian community as well as the Persian Armenian community. And being a business owner in the Armenian community myself, and my husband's from Iran, so we kind of have that both communities in one family. And we see how there's always lack of resources, lack of places, organizations that we can lean on to get that support that we need as entrepreneurs. And I know our community has a lot of entrepreneurs, but very few of them have gone into the government sector because of the biggest pain that you just mentioned, that it's just difficult and it's disconnected and we don't know where to begin. And so I'm really thrilled to introduce your organization, introduce you to our community with the hopes that they can learn more about you, take advantage of your organization, be involved, and reach out and get the help that they need. Diana, tell us a little bit about the women owned businesses. I know, you know, there's been this movement. I got women certified about four and a half years ago. As soon as I got my certification, I got super lucky and I got my first subcontracting opportunity with Department of Labor, which was really, really awesome. And then after that, I became prime and started taking on more contracts. But now I feel like things are shifting a little bit. But the reality is, I'm not seeing that shift. It's more like in the media and people are talking, but I'm still getting hired. My agency is still getting hired because I'm women owned. So I would love for you to talk a little bit about that and why women should continue being inspired to continue having their businesses and not give up and think that, oh, certain things change and doesn't matter anymore. I think it really does matter.
I completely agree. And I think it's interesting to point out, too, that while you were 1%, right, to get certified and then win your contract, that's not how it is for most of our communities that get certified, whether that's women or beyond. And that's because, like you said before, the lack of knowledge, the lack of resources, and the lack of communities that you can go to or organizations that you can engage with and truly have support and trust in them. One of the biggest things that we've noticed with our women businesses is that trust. So many times we walk into rooms that are male dominated. We walk into spaces that are male dominated, and we're 1 in 10, right? 1 in 15. And it's very intimidating, not just because you're a female, but because those doors have not been open to us. So we don't know how to engage. We don't know how to make our voices heard in a way that they see us as equal. And I do think that it's very important that we continue that education and that open communication to everybody that it is important to get ourselves certified. The landscape is different these days, but that's just life. You know, we have to learn to pivot. We have to learn to keep using our voice and be strong, even when we don't feel that we're strong, because that's really how we're going to be seen. And that's how we need to engage with each other, too. I'm so happy to be here because, like you said, your diversity is something that we applaud. And it's not something that we ask our different communities, like, let it go. We want you to be so proud, but we also want you to lean on others that we haven't previously connected with. So that's the reason that I think it's so important.
Thank you for that. So if the listeners are interested in learning more about the program, at what stage in business should they be in to be considered to participate in the program?
Well, to be honest, it comes down to the maturity level that they have. And by that, I mean, are they committed to really get their business going? They can be a startup or they can be seasoned. We've worked with everyone in that landscape. Startups, it's an easy one for us because we're able to develop the landscape, develop the roadmap for them. And all they have to do is just do the grind work and really boots on ground and get everything off the ground to make sure that they have the right vision for the mission that they're going to be achieving. With our in business, Diana, what do you think about those?
I'm sorry, I was going to add on to something that you mentioned previously, that we always say that you can be at any stage to join our organization. We just want you to be committed. That level of commitment is huge. And we say it's like joining a running club. If you join a running club and you haven't visited in 6 months, you're not going to go anywhere in that running club. But if you're actively participating weekly, growing yourself, you're going to get so much more out of it. And that's where we want our businesses to be. You can be in the infancy stage. It could be a thought. But we want to make sure that you're committed to seeing it through.
I love that. I love that because if you're not committed, then you're wasting resources that could be utilized by someone else who is. In terms of the government contracting, and obviously World Cup, FIFA coming next summer, as well as the Olympics, you know, everyone's always asking, well, how do we get involved? And I tell them, I'm like, well, you have to, number one, be certified. Then you have to be in the right part of the right organizations, mm-hmm. to be in the loop with everything that's happening, because it's really hard as a business owner to be on top of your business, but also keep up with all the different things that are happening. And I find that, you know, being involved in an organization like yours can help streamline everything in a sense where it's the one go-to place or the hub that they could go and really get the latest information and the advice that they need. What advice do you have for businesses who are interested in participating? And I obviously started with the certification, as I think that's super important, mm-hmm. but there's so much more that they need to have in place before they can even work with the city of LA or even FIFA. and participate in these events.
Correct. You know, it starts in so many different levels, but first of all, how you're incorporated, right? You have to be incorporated. You have to be an LLC, an S Corp, a C Corp, a nonprofit, and really know what your lane is so that you can stay within your mission. A lot of times, especially in our different communities, we see people who have DBAs, and DBA is fearful for us when we see it from our perspective, because you're really making yourself at risk and putting yourself vulnerable and putting yourself in positions that you don't have to be, but because you don't have guidance or mentorship, you think you're okay. But like you said, the administrative work, right? We're so great at our passion, but we forget about all the things on the back end, our bank accounts, our, you know, anything that seems so minor when you're already in it, but you get lost, you do. And whether you mean for things to fall through the cracks, which you never do, your baby is, it, these businesses are your passion, they're your babies. That's where we come in, and we really hold you to, have you filed your statement of information? Do you know what that looks like? Have you renewed it in the past 3 years? Because that needs to be done yearly. And just gently remind people that there's so much to your business besides what your passion is. There's a whole ecosystem on the background that keeps it going, and making sure that we stay on top of you for those are so necessary.
Can I just give a quick testimony on the fact that when I became a member and joined as a client of business Multicultural Business Alliance a few weeks ago. That's, you know, Roberto, you and I chatted, and I said, can I join and get your help with my nonprofit? Because I've had many startups since I got out of grad school, since 2002, and a lot of them were tech companies. And I've gone through the whole, you know, this is what I need. This is, I know it like the back of my head. But when it came to nonprofit, I knew nothing. And I had to figure out as I was going. But what was confusing is always worrying if I'm missing something or if there's something that I have to do for compliance. And then I got this email that was customized to my nonprofit with checklists and prioritized sort of sections. What I loved, I mean, I can't explain to you. I literally had this moment where I was just like, this is what I needed all along. Where were you guys when I started a nonprofit a year ago? And I've been like literally struggling and trying to figure out, where do I get a checklist of what I need to do each year? What do I file and all of that? And you just literally created that for me. You customized it and you emailed it to me and you said, here it is. And we're here to walk you through each step. We're here to help you. And, you know, believe it or not, maybe 20% of the things I've already done, the other 10 I could easily do. But then I know there's probably 50 or 60 that I might have to lean on you. But knowing that I can lean on you is such a big relief because I was starting to feel like this nonprofit is going to be such a hassle for me because here I am trying to do something good for my community, for the youth. But yet I'm like stressing. It's Yeah. So I want to thank you guys as a new member. I know we had our initial, you know, meeting and then but just the beginning process has already been so helpful that I want my listeners to really understand that this is something they have to jump on and take advantage ASAP because, you know, you have to put the work behind things if you want things to move forward. But like Diana mentioned, we're all passionate about our businesses, but our businesses need to be successful based on the foundation that is established, whether it's setting up a corporation or whatever, the paperwork, the business licenses.
Correct.
And all of that. Awesome. Anything else you would want to share with the listeners?
To the tone of you know, our intake is very simple. We like to listen to what the business owner is looking to do and business leaders too of nonprofit organizations, because a lot of the times they get fixated on an item, and we like to say a lot of business owners wear blinders because they're so into their business that they forget to look around. And that's why our organization is here, to play oversight. And with that oversight, we've been successful to do it in 3 to 4 counties, LA, San Bernardino, Riverside, and Orange County. And what really pivoted us to want to do even more is the fact that we have Central Valley asking for our help. We have San Jose, San Francisco. We already spent a good amount of time in Sacramento already advocating for our small businesses. So effective January 1st, we decided to take it to the next level, and we're becoming a state organization.
Wow.
So that way we can.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Yes. And that's only going to benefit our members. Why? Because now we're going to be able to like really stay foot on ground in Sacramento. We've already picked out the office. Our advisory board member, Brenda Quintana, has been really generous with us, giving us all of the support that we need to really scale to the next level. And it's also going to put us in a position to bring real resources that are being delivered from the state to the small businesses that are not being really delivered because of lack of communication or timing. So it's really important for us to make sure that we bring that down to everyone.
Correct. I agree with that. And we really just ask that you look into Multicultural Business Alliance. Look us up on social media. Look us up on our website. See the work that we've done. We are definitely not a one-size-fits-all. We like to tailor, like Roberto said, our advice to you and tailor the programming that we give you to you and your specific industry. And I think that really sets us apart from anybody else who comes in at large and offers you this list of resources, and it's on you to determine which way to go. It's helpful, definitely, but if you don't know where you're going, then there's so much time that can get eaten up and so much of your valuable effort that sometimes deters people. So we really would like for you to look into us more, check us out, give us a phone call. Our emails and phone numbers are everywhere because we like to be accessible. We know that our small business owners don't have a lot of time, and so we want to make sure that whenever you reach out, whether it's phone call, email, social media, that we're responding to you and getting back to your needs. It's really important to us.
And just to be clear, you guys are industry agnostic, right? You don't
Correct.
Have a preference what industry they're in. You can help any. That's amazing.
Yes.
Not too many organizations out there have that skill set. And I think as Olympics and the, you know, World Cup is coming, I've come across so many really solid businesses mm-hmm. that have the capabilities, have the money to back things, because I know, you know, to work with FIFA, they have to have at least now, I think from what I heard yesterday at a conference, $3 to $5 million liability insurance, things mm-hmm. like that. And those are the things where, you know, these businesses need to be told that, hey, realistically, can you afford XYZ mm-hmm. to be prepped for that? And then they're like going around in rabbit holes trying to figure this and that and wasting time when they can't even afford XYZ.
Correct.
And so this is why I think it's important, whoever's listening, if you do want to participate in anything that's going to be happening in LA starting next year, you do need to have an organization who can help you and lead you and is in the loop with what's happening, what's required, mm-hmm. and is connected. Because I do see that you guys are very, very connected in our community, in the ecosystem of the small businesses. But what I love about you is that you're also very involved with the bigger corporations, and it's, you know, whether it's through BizFed or however, you guys are really in the loop, in the center, front and center of everything, which is super amazing. And it's a really unique value proposition.
Yeah. And, you know, everybody that's excited about joining FIFA 26 and LA 28, we have checklists for them, just like for you, depending on the industry. We'll look at their business model beyond looking at the infrastructure of their business. We're looking for profit and losses. We're looking for their taxes. And if they don't have it, we got people that we can connect them with so that way they can get squared away. And I think that's the really important part, that it's not, we're just not telling you what to do. We're going to walk you through the process because we understand how daunting it could be to feel vulnerable. And I think vulnerability has been one of the biggest things that has allowed us to grow, because mm-hmm. we're vulnerable with one another and we're able to tell each other like, hey, this is my weakness. Can you help me? And then also making sure that we keep every business very curious to different opportunities beyond LA 28 and FIFA 26. We're building smaller contracts so that they can build a purse, right? And we talked about this before. You need to have an arsenal of income in order to go into contracting.
Oh, thank you, guys. Well, how can the listeners get a hold of you? Where would they?
they can find us on all social media at Multicultural Business Alliance, whether that's Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and then our website, mballiance.org.
Amazing. And we'll have everything in our show notes as well. I definitely encourage everybody to look them up and join and reach out. Roberto and Diana, it's been such a pleasure having you. I would love to invite you back again so we can dive deeper into a lot more next time. But
thank
you for your time.
Thank you so much.
Would love to come back. Thank you. Thank you so much, Maria.